I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So Jeff Hurst, the trailer booking and Billy Bones, Paolo Di Canio, West Ham United, more than just a podcast, more than just a podcast.
Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon. This is more than just a podcast.
Oh,
is that playing again?
Amateur.
I don't know why that's didn't click.
Bring
that.
Back Nigel. He didn't mean make that.
Didn't go that, did it?
Go on.
I am back. It's George. I'm here with Sean. Hello, Sean.
Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon, George.
And I'm here with John. Hello, John.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
Good.
And I'm here with Negative Nigel.
Boo.
Mr. Negative.
And blocked by Cameron Brady.
Yeah, what was all that about?
Little badge of honour you got there now.
Well,
is that new then, or have you only just discovered that?
That's the reason I tweeted it, not so much that I'm not bothered to block me, is I wish I knew what I said that caused me to be blocked, because then I could celebrate that.
So we could do a whole podcast of all the things you've said to insult her.
That's what I don't get.
Have you been blocked for a long time then?
No, recent. So
maybe she just doesn't want this negativity in her life.
Perhaps that's what it is.
Yeah.
You didn't pick on her about the whole Philip Green thing, did you?
I didn't say a word about it. I would have done. I left that to Duncan Bannatyne.
Yeah, well, all allegedly, of course.
Oh, yeah, allegedly.
Yeah, he didn't hold back, did he? Or Duncan.
No. Okay.
We're here to talk about West Ham, though.
Yeah,
not
catch people
dagging each other off on Twitter. Let's start with the Leicester game. Now, obviously, the events on Saturday night are kind of overshadowed by what happened off the pitch, and we should say at this point, the thoughts of everyone at Mourners Podcast are with the families of those that lost their lives on Saturday night, and everyone at Leicester.
Can you say the owner's name, George?
I can say his first name, Vichai. I think that's right, isn't it? Obviously, it's very sad.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the football, though. So we got a well-earned point, I thought. I felt obviously gutted at the end when they equalised. But I thought we played fairly well for so long with 10 men. Did anyone else think that, or do you disagree with me at all?
Well, I think you got a discuss, you know, how well we set up. You know, we've first of all 9 injuries now. We were missing Arnautovic with a virus. We were missing Lucas Perez now with a foot injury, to add to the 7 we already had. And then we go and lose another one. I mean, first of all, did we sit up right away from home? You know, were Leicester there for the taking? You got to say yes, it did look like it. And then you've got to talk about the incident with Mark Noble, you know, people saying, you know, was there intent, was there not? It doesn't matter. The letter of the law is, you do that, it's a red card.
I don't think any of us can argue that that wasn't a red card, to be fair.
He didn't mean though, George. He didn't mean it. He's a really nice chap.
Yeah. It was a red card. And I think in real time, you know, we've seen Mark Noble jump into tackles like that and win the ball cleanly. It's kind of one of his strengths in his game, really, his tackling. But with the replay, and Michael Oliver was right there in front of him, and I think he made the right decision.
I'm going to say something controversial. I think he did make the right decision. I'm going to say something controversial. I thought we played better with 10 men than we'd played with 11.
What made you say that?
That's just stupid.
No, yeah. I thought we just gelled more as a team. You know, I know we got the goal, right, the early goal, but I don't know. There was something about, you know, Leicester were still coming at us and... You know, I could see it going either way. It wasn't like it was in the bag before Mark Noble got sent off. But after Mark Noble, you know, again, Declan Rice had a brilliant game. Diagana had a brilliant game. Issa Diop was my man of the match. And Bawana obviously had a really good game. They really had a terrific game between those four of them. And I thought we... We gelled well as a unit when we knew what was required, i.e. protect the one goal lead. I thought we played well after the sending off. Yeah. And well, it was only sure, obviously
we were,
in the
we were 1-0 up when we were when
I know we that. I know that. But so I still
we
feel
we played all right beforehand as well. So that's why my initial summary of we had a decent game all round, I think, is probably the fairest reflection
really?
On it.
You know, Anderson had another poor game, I thought.
Well, no, I'm not picking out individuals here.
All right, but I'm saying is, where are the goals coming from? Without Arnautovic, where is... We haven't got...
Balbuena.
We've lost Yarmolenko, right? Anderson just doesn't... He's had his second bad game. Chicharito, rubbish. We've just got no one up front to do anything. And
Hold on. You just said we played better with 10 men than 11, but now you're rubbishing two players that were playing when we had 11.
I get that. But I'm saying...
You've not proved your point yet. That's what I'm waiting for you to do.
We played it. All right. So what I'm saying is, individuals, we played better as a team. In other words, we had a common goal. You know, I'm not sure what the strategy was when we started. We got the early goal and that was great. And, you know...
I think you need to change your name tonight, Sean, that you put on.
What's that?
You've put your name on here as Happy. I don't know what's going on here.
Should be
you know what? It's typical West Ham. All right, what disappointed me, typical West Ham, if we take the helicopter crash, etc. away from it and what everything that overshadowed, you know, they build us up. A game probably we didn't expect to win and we'd have accepted a point before the game. Yet, we lose it in the worst possible way. We hold on.
We didn't lose it.
No, we didn't lose it. All right, it felt like a loss. We drew it and got a point. But we lost 2 points. What I meant is we lost 2 points. And we lost it in injury time in the worst possible way.
No.
We'd held on for so long.
We didn't lose it. Yeah. In injury time, because it was the 89th minute, so injury time hadn't started.
All right, okay, pedantic.
So, well, hold up, you said it wrong. I'm just correcting you. Yeah? And you have to play to the final whistle. So the game was a draw. So if you say you'd accept a draw before the game kicked off...
I would have done.
Then you got to be happy with what you watched here. I'll tell you what, that was like... You could... If Allardyce was the manager, we would have probably beat Leicester... And it would have bored the life out of us. And yet after that, I thought, bloody proud of West Ham.
Yeah.
That's what I saw. You know, and forget about, even with the 11 men, I still thought we were holding our own. We weren't being dominated by Leicester at all when it was 11v11.
Yeah, they were the strongest first sort of 10 minutes or so, didn't they? But then we got ourselves back into it.
And we still attacked with 10 men. The right thing was bringing Chicharito off.
Yeah.
Put Antonio on, because he could hold the ball up and run at them. And he caused them a bit of bother. All right, not so much the end product, but he still caused them bother.
I thought he did well when he came on, to be fair. He'd given poor performance.
Antonio did, out of him. Chicharito...
Yeah, but again, that kind of game does not play into his hands whatsoever, does it?
Don't make him a bad striker.
No, he's not a hold the ball up, win the ball back type striker, is he?
It's his first game since the World Cup, isn't he?
It's not far off
his first start since the World Cup. So,
I mean, points-wise, this has got to be one of our worst starts of Premier League season.
Yeah.
Actually, I look forward to every game now.
Yeah.
Although you say that, we're 13. which is crazy that we're 13th in the league with 8 points, well, isn't it? It shows you how much shit there is around us.
It shows that the top teams have actually pushed on and left us bottom teams further behind.
Yeah.
That's what's happened. The top six are beating the lower teams. They're not getting dropping points as much as they used to. So realistically, we're going to be picking up points, even though, strange enough, 50% of our points have come against teams in the top six.
John, you're the voice of reason.
Voice of reason?
Yeah.
Well, I thought, like I said, George said, first 10 minutes or so, they were on top, and then we got ourselves into the game, got the goal. I thought we were in control of the game, pretty much. When Noble got sent off, I thought it was reckless by Noble. I thought it was a red. And I think we've done really well afterwards. I'm disappointed to have conceded the goal, but look at the goal. It was just bloody lucky, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. We need to talk about Ogbonna's influence on the game. Because he obviously only played sort of 15 minutes or so, but could have scored twice, probably should have scored at least once. And
Antonio's miss.
We got through, didn't he? Got through.
Did he hit the bar, or was it just over the bar? I can't remember.
He had a couple of opportunities.
But there was a chance right at the end, wasn't there, after they'd scored, where we had about four players in their box, and Ogbonna blasted it over the bar.
Yeah, I don't think he blasted it over the bar. It was off target. But then again, he's a central defender, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, and he probably...
He's still a professional footballer, though.
Yeah, but Andy Carroll's a professional footballer and a striker. And let's look at his goals-to-games ratio.
Regime?
Well, even that.
Not a very good regime, is it?
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of strikers now. How many strikers score over 15 goals a season?
It's probably about 5.
There you go. So the rest are just the also-rans. So... You can't say, oh, he's only a defender when, you know, our strikers are lucky to hit 15 goals in a season.
I don't know where Ogbonna fits back in, if I'm honest, to the team. And even more, Winston Reid, who someone reminded me has still got 5 years on his contract. What happens to Winston Reid? I just can't see Diop and Babwana giving up anytime soon. They're going to be the...
They're going to give up, are they?
He fits in when we sell Diop.
Oh, don't say that. But that's a problem.
I mean, someone like Winston Reid is just going to have to bide his time. His time will come. There's bound to be injuries on the way. One of them two are going to they're not going to play every game the whole season, are they?
Well, cups.
Well, I think they could.
Play in the cups.
When's Reid due back then?
I think he's due back in January.
Along with Lanzini, as I understand.
Yeah, well, he's probably due February.
Right.
And April for Yarmolenko. Andy Carroll should be due back in November, along with Jack Wilshere.
Excellent.
Oh, Jack Wilshere, remember him?
Yeah, forgot about him. So that's Leicester. Has anybody got anything else to say about the Leicester game?
Can I ask you for your man of the match?
I will give mine to... Let's give it to Balbuena. Scored, defended well for 89 minutes and was unfortunately subject to a deflection.
Nige?
I give it to every player except Mark Noble. It weren't John, one man, it was a team performance.
Diop.
Just to let you know, in the Clarence and Hugh ratings, it was Rice came first, Fabianski second, Diop third, Babwana fourth, and bottom of the pile was, of course, Mark Noble with a 3.76. Just above him, Chicharito and Philippe Anderson.
Wow.
I still think Philippe Anderson needs to be doing a lot better. I don't want to pick on him, but he needs to be doing a lot better for the money we've played and the skill he's got.
You've got to forget the money. You got to give him 6 months to settle in. So,
right, I'll do that
because gosh, wait till after Christmas. Let's see. But you know, it's not the easiest league to play in, is it? The Premier League, to be fair to him.
Yeah, we all hope he comes good, don't we? Yeah. We want him to come good.
We should encourage him, not dig him out as such.
Okay, Let's get behind the team,
Mr.
eh?
Mr. Negative.
Get behind the boys.
Time's good.
Pick up your game, Sean.
We have a big game in 2 days' time at time of recording on Wednesday night against Tottenham Hotspurs. Are we all going?
Yes. Well, I hope you two, John and George, are coming because I've got your tickets.
Yep, I'll be there.
Nigel?
I'm assuming Nigel's going. Yeah. Nigel, you're going.
I was just wondering, is it right that we gloss over the helicopter crash? Or?
Well, we made a little... What? Feel free, Nigel.
Yeah, what do you want to say? Do you want to...
It's just... I don't know what to say.
Well, yeah,
you could say a lot. No, you could say a lot. I mean, I've always found it strange they allow an helicopter into a football game field for a start. It's a sad accident to happen to such what comes across is we criticise, what I want to say is we criticise foreign owners a lot. I've had a pop before, many a few. And the worst, not the worst thing, because the man's lost his life, but this was one of the best foreign, this is one of the best owners of a football club in the Premier League.
When he still refused to do business with West Ham after the Brady thing, though.
But then look at the class on the man. And in a way, I don't want to do it. It embarrasses our owners, what the man's done, because he is a foreigner that's bought a football club at the same time as him. Every birthday buys everyone a drink and something to eat. He paid for 60 fans to have season tickets this season.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's...
And he paid a lot for the hospital in Leicester as well.
He's put money into the university. He's embraced Leicester. I don't want to use it as a way of attacking our owners because I think it embarrasses a lot of owners in the Premier League. When you look at that man, and I think the Premier League, I hope his family stay with Leicester and I hope they continue on the good work that the man done. Because aside from winning on the title and everything else, perhaps when you see the way he run the club, I've often wondered why Kasper Schmeichel's still there because he should be playing for such a bigger club. But perhaps when you listen to what, I can't pronounce his name and I ain't going to try. But when
just say Vichai.
Kasper put
out a really nice message today, didn't he? And it's funny you should mention him because he put one of the most heartfelt messages out there. So he's obviously had a strong relationship with him. And
yeah, I've not seen that, but that's what I'm saying. I just think I've seen one video where they put a wreath on the ground, and you can see Kasper Schmeichel really embraced. I don't know if it was the owner's son and daughter that were going round, and it got a hug off of every member of staff.
It was shocking the way it happened, and it's made news. But let's be clear: people have died around football. That a fan died at Brighton on the same day. Glenn Hoddle had a heart attack, almost died if someone hadn't given him mouth to mouth and resuscitation and used a. Lots of fans die on the motorway on the way to the. It does happen, and I'm not trying to belittle it, etc. But sometimes the outpouring of grief seems to be. I mean, he was obviously a really great owner, great man. I don't quite remember this for Matthew Harding when it happened at Chelsea.
I think it. I'll tell you what this teaches people. There's a saying.
Would it happen if it had happened to? Do you remember when David Gold and David Sullivan nearly got on that plane that crashed? Would it have happened then?
You've got to be popular. Don't ask me what I'd say. I don't know.
David Gold wasn't there, nor was Karen Brady. I mean, David Gold's got a cold at the moment.
Karen Brady
at home.
Weren't invited, probably.
And Brady's not welcome.
That says a lot, doesn't it?
It's very sad, and I'm glad, the one thing I will say is I've seen the first use for half and half scarf because they put a half and half scarf there with a message from West Ham fans. And it was good that no West Ham fans, the team bus had left, the West Ham fans had got out the area, and that area where it crashed obviously was a disused area. It wasn't even a car park. It was next to a car park. I I messaged people at the club that were still there. So parts of the media team were still there. So that, you know, it could have been a lot worse. You know, if this had landed into the stadium or on some of the fans or some of the staff, it could have been a lot worse. It's tragic, but I guess there's always an extra risk when you fly in a helicopter.
Well, cautionary tale about helicopters.
Go on.
My father-in-law worked in insurance before he retired, and he worked in aircraft insurance, quite specialised. Flew all around the world by airplanes. He told me one of the first times I met him, never go in an helicopter. Now, this was a man that insured them, so he knew how safe they were. He never goes in a helicopter. Never has. Wouldn't go in them.
I'm not sure. I mean, as I say, I think the Queen and the Prime Minister goes in them all the time.
But he insures them. He knows how many fall out of the sky.
Anyway, I'm sure we join everyone else in sending our condolences and our heartfelt.
I just didn't think we should ignore it, that's all.
No.
It was a big part of what happened. And it must admit, I couldn't give a monkey's whether we'd won, drew or lost a game after that, to be fair.
Okay.
So let's move on to Wednesday night then. I was going to say, I've only really just clocked that Tottenham are playing tonight and then again on Wednesday. So surely
aren't they playing on Friday or Saturday as well?
I imagine they're playing on Saturday, or Sunday. But surely does that give us an advantage, or are they just going to play a completely different team? I mean, there's going to be some crossover, surely.
Well, you know what? As well, they're playing on a rubbish pitch because your lot have roughed it all up, George.
My lot?
Your lot?
Who's my lot?
The NFL.
Why are they my lot?
Well, because you're an American football fan. And so they're your lot. You stay awake all night and go to London for the Super Bowl and go to these games. So I'm calling them in your lot.
But I watch American football as well.
All right, use lot then.
I mean, I don't think that pitch benefits either team, does it, really? I don't think it's an advantage or disadvantage
Spurs,
for both teams.
But you can get more injuries if it's all messed up. Spurs were supposed to be in their new stadium. And when they arranged the NFL game for last night, Spurs were supposed to be long gone in their new stadium. Right, but they ain't getting out of
home. The NFL game was booked over a year ago.
Yeah. So they've got no home.
But weren't some of these NFL games supposed to have been played at Spurs' new stadium?
Yeah, they were. I don't know about this one.
I don't know if these ones were. No. I think it's the next round. Oh, right. But they do have a partnership going
but
on.
They've got
the NFL,
they've got two pitches, though, haven't they? Tottenham's going.
Yeah.
So
they won't have that problem.
If that works.
This exact problem that they've got at the minute.
So the whole Tottenham thing is just poor management, isn't it, from the top. To believe that, you know, when you do a building of that structure and that size, you get a time scale.
Yeah, but they're waiting for a skip, John. That's an in-joke that no one else will get.
So is it an advantage? Are we agreed that it could be an advantage, or do we think that there's going to be a whole different team?
Depends who we put out in our team, isn't it? To be fair. I mean, is he going to risk now Ogbonna? Is he going to risk some of the midfielders, bearing in mind how light we are in midfield now, and throw... Is Noble banned? This is what I don't know. Is Noble banned?
Noble is banned, as far as I'm aware, because it's a...
Right, so... This is what I'm saying. So,
and therefore, he's banned.
It looks like we're going to be playing like Connor Coventry and
no, I don't think
like
so.
That.
It's a quarter final, is it not?
No,
it's not.
It's the one before the quarter final.
Fifth round. I think
Adrian will come in for Fabianski, and the rest of the team will stay almost the same with Obiang coming in to replace Noble, and Arnautović coming back to replace Chicharito.
Is that not a risk?
No, I don't think so. I think they want to win the cup. Pellegrini wants to win the cup. And the only way to do this, if we're being battered at half time, then he might bring Conor Coventry and the rest on. But you can't go in against Spurs with a substandard team and hope we're gonna fluke it. Otherwise you might as well surrender now and wave the white flag.
I don't know. I just think
team.
Because of the injury.
I can't see a weak team being put out by West Ham. I'll be very disappointed if
this. Was it you, George, who said that this should be Tottenham's main game? Did you say that to me?
It was Tim Sherwood on Talk Sport was saying how he thinks Tottenham should play the strongest team on Wednesday night against us because it's their only real chance at a trophy, given that they're out of the Champions League and they're not going to win the Europa League if they get into it because of all the strong teams in that, including the Chelsea, etc. And Premier League is out of their hands and the FA Cup is a lottery. So
He even suggested that they put a weakened team out tonight. Well, I suppose we know that.
Yeah.
In fact, won't we know that already?
Well, they're not going to put a weakened team out tonight, are they? We will know that. It kicks off in half an hour. But I expect... Well, I don't expect, but some people think that should be the way Tottenham should play this tournament because it could be the only thing that keeps or wins them some silverware and gets that burden off their back of not being able to win anything ever. But we'll see.
Well, Kane's starting.
Yeah, I just saw that myself.
Yeah, just seeing the team. No, it looks a pretty strong side. Yeah.
Well, so...
Yeah, it should be. It's not going to help them if they're playing tonight, especially on that pitch by the sounds of it.
Eriksen's on the bench, but apart from that, it's a strong side.
He's on his way back from injury, isn't he, Eriksen?
Yeah. I bet you he plays on Wednesday, though.
Yeah, they've got Winks, Eriksen, Dele Alli and Son all on the bench, so you can guess they'll probably be playing against us.
Can I ask Nigel if he's going? Because I haven't got a straight answer from him. You going on Wednesday?
Always go.
But you didn't get your ticket. You were going, oh. So where are you sitting?
No, I got my ticket.
Where are you sitting?
In my seat.
Normal seat, up in the gods?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that all right?
You might want to come down.
You're right.
It was the Huddersfield ticket I didn't get. Remember that? Thank you, mate, for reaching out to me.
Oh, did she not reach out to you?
She probably reached out to the block button.
I'll talk to her if you want.
Well, they've all gone, haven't they?
Well, there's always a way around these things.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, friend.
Friend.
Yeah.
Friend.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The one time I need him, the one man whistle, and he can't even turn up and deliver for me. No wonder I didn't resign.
Don't mention whistle.
No, don't mention Weezer, as they like to call it.
Who?
Weezer.
Fuck, call it what they like.
Yeah. Anyway, we're water under the bridge. We're not talking about that this week. What are we? What kind of podcast are we?
We are.
Oh, can I just clarify something? Last week.
Get going.
Because last week I was out of order to a member of the Whistler committee. When I said I wouldn't piss on him if he was on fire, and perhaps I went over the top. So I'd like to say, look, I am sorry. If you're on fire, I will piss on you. So. Just to clarify that up, because I felt a bit harsh last week.
That's fair play. Fair play to you.
There you go. We cleared that up. It's my, like, olive branch.
What did he call this podcast on KUMB Forum?
Ghastly.
Ghastly. We're a ghastly. Ghastly. Yeah. Absolutely ghastly.
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 Yeah. Ghastly.
So
I couldn't spell it, let alone say it. Go on.
Tottenham on Wednesday. What do we all think? Is anyone feeling hopeful, or is it?
Yeah.
You know, Nigel clearly thinks we're going to put out the kids. So.
Yeah.
Start with Nigel.
We're going to win.
Yeah.
Well, not so negative Nigel now, eh?
I know. There you go.
John, what do you think?
I'm hopeful. If that's one way of looking at it, I guess I am hopeful we're going to win.
One way of looking at it.
I don't go in there expecting to win, but I'm hopeful to win because I think, you know, we weren't that far away from it the other week when we played him in the league. So hopefully under the lights, London Stadium. Hopefully we will do it.
Magical night under those lights. John, I know. How romantic.
I know. Sitting next to
you. Can I predict something?
Go on.
Penalties. West Ham in a penalty shootout with Spurs. You heard it here first. Have a little bet on that.
Okay.
West Ham to win penalties.
Okay. I probably won't.
No.
I hope not. That's a late night, isn't it?
It is late, and it'll be cold. Bring your thermals. Halloween.
It's Halloween. You're going to come in fancy
dress,
John.
By the way.
Yeah, you're going to come in fancy dress.
I am. Are you?
Are you, John?
He does every week.
I am.
Yeah, but are you coming up?
I'm definitely dressing up in Halloween.
I'm coming as a Ghostbuster.
And what are you going as?
I'm another Ghostbuster. We all have to get the same outfit, don't we, if we're going as Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I'm coming as Pennywise, the clown.
Again,
yeah.
Not would the first you like time a balloon? Up as a clown, is it?
Would you like a balloon?
That's what they call that typecasting. Someone as a clown.
He's had experience as a clown before, Sean.
That's true.
You shock me.
What was your clown name?
Is this one of his other jobs?
What was your clown name?
Oh, what was my clown name?
Pancake the clown.
No, Pancake was the clown. Other clown. Well, I was called something else. Well, just tell the listeners, what birthday was that I was a clown at your birthday party?
I think it was my fourth birthday party. Yeah,
there you go. My clown days are behind me.
Well, they're not, Sean.
This club is still
very much.
This club ain't being run like a circus anymore.
Okay, it's time for this. It's Facebook Twitter question time. On our Facebook page earlier, facebook.com/mornerspodcast, Sean published, podcasting tonight at 7 p.m. Ask stuff or stay stuff. Say stuff or forever hold your peace. You know the drill, people. It's very inventive of you, Sean.
Well thought out, wasn't it?
Yeah, thank you.
That's a running order sorted, if ever there was one.
David White says, keep up the good work, guys. Would you guys like to see Arnie rested for Spuds? What other players deserve a rest/game? I wouldn't like to see Arnie rested for Spuds. I'd just like to see him start.
Yeah.
No, rested.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because you've
got Antonio up.
Oh, God. God help us. Do you know who I'd like? And I know he won't be ready. I'd like Andy Carroll to come back to save us all.
Well, he's not going to be ready.
He's almost ready.
John Mansfield says, before Noble sending off, we were well on top on Saturday. Yes, Sean. Think we should field a strong team against Spurs and take the cup seriously. I agree. Thoughts and prayers are with the families of those who lost their lives in the crash after the game. Some things are more important than football.
Yeah.
Ali Jones says, we would have won with 11 men. Thought Rice, Fab, Balbuena and Diop were immense. Good shift from Snodders and even Antonio when he came on. I loved Zabba telling Chilwell to stop crying and to man up after he cleanly won the ball from him in the second half. I enjoyed that as well, actually. And Zabaleta was really enjoying himself, wasn't he? He had a lot of people throwing themselves on the floor and he wasn't having it.
He had a good game.
Ali Jones says, shame on Noble and poor again from Chicha and Anderson. Gary Prince says, just 8 points from 10 league matches is poor. However, we have yet to play any of the 7 teams below us. Can you see us beating those 7 with the matches coming up? Well, we need to.
I'd like to think so. But what we need to seem to perform better against the better team. So
yeah, we do.
We'll see.
Lewis Aaron Trout says, I was very peed off by the way the goal went in, but it's insignificant now, isn't it? We do have to pick up a few wins now. We cannot lose on Wednesday to their reserve side. We won't hear the end of it until next week otherwise. It's our cup final though, eh?
Come on.
Toby Bean says, any thoughts on why Chicharito? Chicharito. Chicharito, isn't it? Can't seem to hold down a shirt under three different West Ham managers. Surely a run of 4 to 5 games would help his confidence and we could have a great striker, or is he really awful in training?
I think we don't play
the type of football that gets in goals.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem.
Get rid of him in January then.
Yeah, perhaps. It's not his fault. I don't blame him. I don't sit here and think, if it doesn't work, you're rubbish. I ain't like you and like slag him off and say, oh, he's rubbish and get all negative on him. I say, well, look, unlucky, mate. I'm sorry. You're not too good for us. We just don't play that type of football.
No, agreed.
Conducive to you.
Conducive.
Yeah.
Look that up.
Nigel's word of the week.
David Evans says, with the team now having what looks like a decent spine in Fabianski, Diop, Rice and Arnie, what position would you prioritise we strengthen in Jan? And if you could choose one realistic player from another Prem club, who would you choose? Now, there's a proper Facebook Twitter question time question. Thank you, David. Left back, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Proper left back.
I think we need to get someone in to replace Yarmolenko. Or do you think he could give Antonio a run?
How about Victor Moses?
He's been linked, you know.
He's out of favour at Chelsea. We know he can perform in the Premier League. Played well when we had him. How's that for a shout, everyone?
I'd quite like, if we're going to go down that sort of route, I'd like Loftus-Cheek.
He's just scored 4 goals in 2 games.
Who's a really good left back in the Premier League? Who's the
Aaron Creswell?
Non West Ham.
Oh right.
Ryan Bertrand.
Yeah, he's decent.
All right, that's who we want then.
Dan Perry says, given the injuries and Anderson's recent performances on the wing, I'd pull him inside to play 10 with Rice and Obiang/Snodgrass playing behind. After taking over at left wing, I can't think of a decent alternative. Ryan Bertrand. It's interesting, though. He's not the first person I've heard talk about Anderson should be playing number 10 rather than on the wing.
Yeah, well.
But then that unbalances what you do on the other side, isn't it? The reason why Anderson plays out there was so Yarmolenko. Anderson's supposed to come in on the right. Yarmolenko would come in off the right onto his left, so they would come in on the ball to give them more shooting opportunities. That's not happening. We've lost Yarmolenko. So whether it's unbalanced.
Well, that's the thing. He's in playing Masuaku out where he is at the minute.
I don't mind that. I mean, I think Masuaku is a far better forward-looking player than he is a defender. And they did play last season, didn't they? In front of
against Wigan.
I think it's an achievable side for them two to play with each other there. So I wouldn't mind that.
Give it a go. Why not? Taffy Woolback says, didn't watch the game live, but saw the rerun and Noble's red card was justified. Leicester was a tad bit lucky with the deflection. Still optimistic, as there are definitely 3, perhaps 5 other teams worse than West Ham in the league. Definitely 3.
Is this the bit where I admit I didn't actually watch the game live and just watched replays?
Mm. Shut up.
It's true.
What were you doing then?
My son had a tennis competition against
the
Epsom.
Tennis competition?
No, it's a Surrey Cup. Right. He was in that, so I didn't watch it live. I watched extended highlights.
How did he get on?
He won. He beat Epsom. Yeah, in a 3-set thriller. Excellent. One game went to 17 juices. But you know what? It's not a tennis podcast.
It's not. Nick Harvey says, afraid to say Noble's red card cost us the 3 points. Squad looks very thin, especially midfield. Diop and Balbuena are developing nicely. Deanne Garner showing he's ready for the Premier League. Were the positives. Need to rest key players versus Spuds, unfortunately. Obviously, all of the above is largely insignificant given the tragic events at Leicester after the game. He believes we need to rest players. Let's hope Pellegrini don't. Anthony Clark on Twitter says we have played.
Oh, I want to read the Twitter ones.
Oh, go on then. Go on then.
Well, I'm not allowed to do it, am I?
Yeah. The Hammers fan. I'm going to read them in order. Hammers fan 02380, good friend of Nigel's, says next league games are Burnley, Huddersfield, City, Newcastle, Cardiff, Palace, Fulham, Watford, Southampton, Burnley, Brighton, Arsenal, Bournemouth, and Wolves. Is this the most important part of our season, and how many points should we be targeting? Christ, how many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 games is listed there. Well, at least 14 points, one would think.
20
I mean,
points.
There's a lot of winnable games there, isn't there?
20 points. And it is our most important part of
the season. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we've played a lot of the big clubs. Even Arsenal are beatable at the moment, aren't they?
What, on their 11-game unbeaten run?
12 games unbeaten, 11
well,
wins.
They drew. Who did they draw? 2-2 against Palace.
Palace,
they're
yeah.
Hold up.
They're
after
probably
the
only team you could have picked, Sean, that aren't beatable.
I know.
Biggest dive of the season.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Shocking.
Right, this is the one I wanted. Same person, Hammers fan, 7 million, 2,100 billion or whatever the number is. Can you ask the negative Nigel, and this before he picked his... you saw it earlier. Can you ask the negative Nigel what is his three favourite things about being a West Ham fan? I've never heard him happy, crying face. Right, Nigel? You know this question because I sent it to you earlier. What are your three favourite things about being a West Ham fan?
Well, he obviously doesn't take notice, does he? You know, I don't mind he can call me negative Nigel.
Go on, just go on with it.
Three best things about supporting West Ham. One, it's an extension of the area that I was born and brought up in. So it represents, for me, more than just a football club.
Yeah. Two.
The unpredictability of supporting West Ham. I always say to opposition fans and other, you know, when Arsenal were on a good run, when Man United were winning, when Chelsea were winning, Man City now, it's got to be boring, isn't it?
Going yeah, you're not a glory hunter. And number three?
Number three, I think the camaraderie, believe it or not, amongst the fans.
Oh, yeah, that West Ham family really get on.
Well, you know, you say that. You know, I've got a lot of friends. I think I'm quite friendly. I've got a lot of people that like me and got a lot of time for me, believe it or not. Amers, numbers, whatever you are.
2380.
If you knew me personally, perhaps even you would like me.
Excellent. That's real three positive things. Right.
That's really
He's
nice,
got a final
Nigel.
Question.
That's really nice.
Which is to each of you. Aside from your own podcast, what is your favourite West Ham podcast or YouTube channel? Let's start with you, George.
I can honestly say, whilst I appreciate the work all of them do, I don't listen or watch any of them.
That's a fair answer. John?
I'm not a regular listener. I used to listen to the KUMB one when it was around.
But it's not in the list. It's a Free Hammers, West Ham Way, Hammers Chat, West Ham Podcast USA, Green Street Hammers.
What's the one?
And the.
What's the one?
The
it doesn't matter time. Which one, though. It doesn't have to be from the list, does it?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, when I used to listen to it regularly, it would be KUMB. And as far as vlogging and all that goes, if I do watch anything, it's what about Gonzo's stuff? What's that? Hammers Chat.
Yeah. Okay. Nigel.
Well, I'm a sad sap and listen to most of them. I mean, I might joke a bit and call it shit hammer time, but sometimes, this week they had Robert Banks on, so that got switched off. I liken shit hammer time to being a Guardian readers. So if you're a West Ham fan or a member of the Whistler Committee, then I'm sure you really enjoy Stop Hammer Time. The West Ham Way I do enjoy, believe it or not. I know people might struggle to find that hard to believe. They think all I do is have a pop at them. It ain't true. I like it. I like the music they play as well a lot. And I think they have some good people on there. I do like the American podcast. It's grown on me, I must admit. If I was going to choose, it'd probably be Canning Tan Lynn.
Okay, no, fair enough.
Out of the podcasts, I think actually the one I enjoy more is the American podcast because they are like uncontroversial. They don't upset anyone. They're so nice.
Yeah.
And well, that's why you're so nice, isn't it, Nigel?
Well, listen. I mean, last week I showed you the messages. You know, I got slaughtered by one bloke because he, you know, because of his own spelling, not because of mine. He thought I took the piss out of him. Which, if he thinks I took the piss out of him, then he should wait till he next makes a comment and I'll read it out. And then an hour later, I got a text message from another person on Facebook saying how much he loves the show. Hmm. We keep it real.
Good. So, right, we're going to move on. I listen to West Ham way more than probably any of the other ones on Phoenix FM. I don't actually watch.
You write chat. Some of the scripts.
Yeah, West Ham podcast, USA. I've listened to it a few times, but I don't listen to it regularly.
Only the one you was on, no doubt.
The Three Hammers. I think there's only two of them. I don't watch that. Nothing personal, because I think they all provide to their audience. And I used to listen to Stop Hammer Time. I don't anymore. But yeah, they all provide a service. And, you know, there's a place for all of them.
Have you been on all of them?
No, I haven't. I haven't been.
It was
been...
a question. It wasn't an accusation.
I don't know what Green Street Hammers is. So I haven't been on
I'll
that.
I'll tell you what Green Street Hammers is. Do you remember them knobheads that used to run more than just a club? You know, the ones that wanted Ian Doubt appear on, and we went, oh, hold up a minute. Yeah. They actually fell out with the media company running it and went off and set up Green Street Hammers.
Well, I certainly haven't been on Green Street Hammers. I don't know if I've been on Stop Hammer Time a long time ago. I can't remember. West Ham Podcast USA, definitely been on. Hammers Chat, definitely been on. West Ham Way, definitely been on. Three Hammers, I can't remember. I don't know. Don't think so. But anyway. Keep it tuned to more than just a podcast. Right. Anthony Clark says, we have played average Joe football over the last few weeks and have zero results. I don't believe we've been poor, just not sharp. What player has the most to prove and can take us to the next step of playing well again? Thanks, guys. Expecting another great show. Nigel, who needs to prove themselves?
I believe that's Tony Clark off the American podcast. I'll just throw it out.
There you go.
Because you obviously didn't recognise it.
Go on. Just one name, please. Don't ramble on.
One name from a player?
Yeah.
Says Sean, by the way.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Come on, just give us a name.
Antonio. I think he needs to step up and do more. And if he does, he could take us on.
George.
I remember Antonio putting in really strong performances for us and scoring some important goals. So I'm going to go with Nigel and say Antonio.
Okay, John.
I'd like to see Anderson step up. I think he's got something about him. Mm. He just needs to get it going.
Yeah, and I'm going to agree with you. There you go. Two and two. Two for Anderson, two for...
Friends.
T. Holland says, what areas do we need to reinforce in January? Do we rely too much on Army?
Yes.
What
errors?
Will Carroll's return have an impact? Yes. Oh, and this is the last one. Are we ready for this? Can Nigel start doing a top 20 on the fantasy football? Super 6. Top 10's not enough. They want a top 20. He wouldn't do that this week. And I'll tell you why. Because I've jumped ahead of him. He's on the Super 6. Are we doing a Super 6 this week or are we not, Nigel?
We are doing it, yeah. Always do it.
Top 3, please. Just a top 3 of both.
All right, here we go. I weren't expecting it loaded straight away. Here we go. More than just a podcast. So, just to do it a bit different, the winner of this round was... Where's my glasses? Dave Nicholson with 14 points. Anthony Brown got 13. And Super Dawny Osborne got 13 as well. Well done, Dawn. You won it last week. Fourth this week. So the monthly winner was Ryan Smith for October with 50 points, Phil Walker and James Medwich. And blimey, Sean Whetstone got 47 points for the month.
Yeah.
So they were joint runners up.
And he's in 15th place above up for the Nigel Kahn.
Paul Disley increased his lead. He only had 1 point lead last week. Now got 8 points. Oh, Walt Disley's got 8 point lead now, 170 points. Top 10, Greg English, Paul Marks, Lee Davis, Dave Stringer, Phil Walker, James Medwich, Ryan Smith, Adam Darlington. Second is Ben White, 162. Sean Whetstone, 15th, just to cheer him up because he won't shut up about it. Made Merriam Williams, good article in Bubbles magazine. I only picked it up because it was free. But anyway, not as good as your Overland and Sea articles, though, because I just pointed out Merriam. He's in 18th, just above Gary Prince, regular contributor, and a fan of Sean. I'm in 21st.
And George has made his way up to 33rd. Let's not forget George on 131. Well done, George. John keeps on forgetting to put his predictions in, don't you, mate? But you are 56, by the way, on 87.
I had a very busy weekend this week. I was working in a school and we had all sorts of hours and things going on. So, yeah.
Okay. What was your excuse of not putting your predictions in?
I did text you at 3:05, or I tell you. Yeah. I forgot, which Weird. Made you write at me because you'd predicted you'd be above me by Monday. Let's see.
Yeah.
Right. Is that it?
Well, that's it for Super Six.
Quick one on the fantasy then, Nigel, please.
Yeah. Do you want to fill while I like sort of load it up?
Who's Phil?
Yeah. I can tell you that Sean's clown name was Jiffy.
I can tell you now that number one is Real Sociedad.
Oh, have you got
Mark?
It?
Yeah, go on, Matt Floyd is number two. Rob Watson is number three. Well done.
Where are we?
Three.
Come on, what about us?
Oh, so obvious. Yeah, well, I know. Do you know whereabouts roughly you are?
Towards the bottom, I think.
I'm 45th. No, all I know is I'm 45th with 564 points.
Oh, as long as you're
points.
All right, Sean.
And I think I'm leading of the West Ham presenters.
Oh, well done. The West Ham presenters. You do presenting for West Ham now.
Sorry. More than just a podcast presenters.
There you go. That's more than just a podcast for the week, I think. Unless we've got quick predictions to do for Wednesday night. Nigel, let's start with you. We've put our kids' team out. Do you think we're still going to win?
And Burnley. We've got two predictions to do.
Oh, and Burnley. Excellent.
Yeah.
Go on then, Nigel. Tottenham prediction, please.
Tottenham prediction is... I'm 177th, by the way. Tottenham position is, I think, penalties.
And your Burnley prediction, please.
I think we'll win 2-1.
Excellent. John, Tottenham, please.
2-1 win to us. And
Burnley,
one,
please.
1-0 win.
Oh, back-to-back wins again. Yep. Sean?
West Ham 5-4 on penalties on the cup game. And... 2-0 against the Clarets on Saturday.
I'm going to go for a 4-1 victory against Tottenham. And a 3-1 victory against Burnley.
Wow.
Excellent. That's it for Wonders Podcast. Thank you all for listening. I've been George. Sean has been.
Here.
John has been.
Thinking of Sean's clown name, which was Jiffy the Clown, when you
Jiffy,
were four.
Jiffy, yeah. Jiffy and Pancake, Lemon Jiff.
Jiffy the Clown.
And Nigel has been...
negative.
Positive.
Excellent. Come on, you Irons.
Come on, you Irons. Bye. Bobby Moore.
More than just a podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.